We are currently in the lower level of Palazzo Thiene. Remember that inside, photography is not allowed. This is a private building. It is the headquarters of the Banca Popolare di Vicenza, which bought it in 1882 and made it the historical headquarters of the bank in 1886. The interior of the palace also holds the bank's collection of artwork, which is displayed during events promoted by its culture center. Before entering the lower levels, you must have noticed the interior courtyard, which displays two very different styles. This is due to the fact that the palace was not originally designed by Andrea Palladio, but by Giulio Romano, later to be replaced by Palladio, who designed the palace as if it were a three-story villa. The ground floor, set slightly below street level, held the kitchen. The second floor contained the bedrooms, and the attic is where the granary and the servants' quarters were located. This visit to the lower levels allows us to better understand the new elements of Palladio's design. He was certain that the function of the lower level was vital to the health of the entire building. For this reason, it was important to Palladio that it contained the kitchens and the wine cellar. At the end of the corridor, on the left, you can see the well, which held the palace's drinking water reserves. If we continue to the end of the corridor, in the room on the very right, you'll enter a large octagonal space. It is not known what this room was used for exactly, but it is interesting to note the air inlets on the ceiling. In addition to being a decorative element, they also allowed warm air to circulate towards the upper floor during the winter and cooler air during the summer. At the center of the room is a precious collection of Venetian ozellas. An ozella was a type of Venetian coin that was not used as currency. The doges used to coin money every year in the Venetian Republic, which was then donated to the noblest families. This is a rare complete collection of all 257 coins that were produced. On these coins, the doge was often portrayed kneeling in front of the Lion of St. Mark. Ozellas were also coined for special events like the commemoration of the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, in which the Venetians defeated the Turks. The word ozella derives from a prior custom in which the doge would give the nobles a bird, or ozeo in Venetian dialect, as a gift. Perhaps due to a shortage of birds, it was decided to change the gift to money, but the name ozella remained. In the other rooms of the lower level, you can view other types of coin actually used as currency.